Yo, what's going on out there, man? Black Compass Media, Tone Bro. You know what I'm saying? When you want to tune into the latest, the greatest in battle rap, the greatest, maybe the greatest, but when you want to tune into the best doing this shit right now, you tune into Black Compass Media, connoisseurs of culture, you know what I'm saying? And cultural evangelists and all that good shit, all those words you want to use, you know what I mean? Tone Bro, tune in. Black Compass, peace.
Battle, man, I gotta congratulate you on your Hitman performance, dog. You went crazy.
Appreciate it.
Definitely, man.
I'm sitting here with E-Ness right now, man. We just got done watching them on some shit, man, and speculating on them.
Oh, but hey, tell E-Ness to stay right there. I gotta get him on. I gotta get the Philly legend on. Man, what Bill, man, you said it during the battle. I did this with no major league battles last year. You was on fire last year on the smaller league circuit. So how does it feel to,
I've been on fire for the past couple years. I said, please don't. I was like, yo, please don't only praise one. I'm the man of years. I've been on fire for a couple years. But it's just like niggas just started paying attention last year because I cleaned my image up. I became a likable character. I became somebody to pay attention.
Right. Now going into the battle, I saw an interview. You said this was the most nervous you had been before a battle. Was it just because the magnitude and everything building up to it?
Nah, the crowd.
The crowd.
I didn't know how the crowd was going to receive my side of the story. I never told my side of the story for real. You feel me? So it's like, I didn't know if the crowd watching the resolution battles the week before, the crowd was like real fucking difficult, man. So it's like that shit, like really, I was confident as fuck going into the battle up until I seen the resolution battles. And I'm like, damn, this crowd ruthless as shit. Like,
right.
You know what I mean? Like, so I'm like, damn, like I knew my first round wasn't full of punchlines and crazy gun bars. I didn't use any gun bars. You know
right.
what I'm saying?
You did.
And entire battle for real. I did that. I got the burner chip, but that shit wasn't even really a gun bar for real. Like, I didn't have gun bars. You feel me? So yeah. I'm like, I don't know if these niggas is going to go crazy or if they going to hate or whatever. You feel me?
Now your approach, because the fans, you're right, we never really heard your side of why things went the way they went, or we never even really knew you and Hitman's relationship prior to that. So it was crazy to like hear your side and your perspective, because all we saw was what was on the internet. You know what I mean? So I when you was writing your material, and you went at Show Out every round, which I thought was genius. You kind of touched on him every round. I thought that was definitely genius.
I see a lot of people criticizing me for that.
No, that was genius,
bro. Criticizing me for going at Show Out all three rounds like that. But it's like, yeah, I don't understand what else I was supposed to do. Like, it wouldn't have looked right.
Yeah, definitely. Now, did you feel at any point, did you feel like I'm doing, when you was creating, you know, your rounds, did you feel like I'm doing too much, like, in terms of, like storytelling, in terms of giving people the background of the story? Did you feel like you had a good mix of telling them the truth and what happened and how it played out and implementing the bars? Like, how was it finding that balance in between this battle? Because, you could be bar heavy in your battles, too.
It was, it wasn't difficult. It was just, like, getting my wording down. But everything that I was saying, like all the facts and the truth, like that wasn't shit that I even had to write down. You feel me? That was shit that I've been waiting to say for a long time. So it's like that was natural shit. It was like really just the entertainment factor, keeping people enthralled in what I was saying, keeping the people engaged. You understand what I'm saying? So it's just like, it wasn't very difficult to write. Like, it was difficult to word it. I had everything I wanted to say. It took me a while to write it down because I didn't know how to word it.
And format it.
I worded it. Yeah, and once I did that, like, you know what I mean? And I kept reconstructing it and taking bits and pieces and rearranging them. I took a whole round and switched it up. But I didn't get to spit, like, the end of my third, I didn't get to do, like, a whole minute worth of material. And it was cool, though, because it was kind of like, that's when I kind of got into, like, some gun bars. I had a super-duper scope I didn't get to do, which was going to be crazy. But it was, like, the microphone situation. The dude that mic'd me up was, like, he told me not to move too far from the stage if I was going to do something crazy. And I'm like, damn, that kind of fucked up what I was trying to do and shit.
Oh, the super-duper scope shit, because you couldn't really go far
away.
Damn.
Yeah, so I just didn't even spit that shit, you feel me?
Mm. What you
so
think?
It's like, but all in all, like, writing wise, like, it was cool.
What'd you think about Hitman's performance? This is like probably the most bar heavy I've heard Hitman in a very long time.
Yeah, I put his back against the wall, man. He didn't know what to expect from me, and that's how I kept it. I kept my poker face on the entire time. And, like, so he just said, fuck it. Like, I'm just going to go bar heavy because he had so many people saying he couldn't go bar for bar with me. So he just went bar heavy, and it was crazy. Like, I'm on stage like, damn, this nigga wigging right now.
Yeah.
People going to fuck with what I'm saying. Like, this nigga got bars on bars. I don't know if I'm back-to-back with the bars like that. Mm. But I don't know. I just felt like the facts over, you know what I'm saying, fiction, you feel me? Like, it wasn't like I'm saying shit he was saying was fake, but he just had like a lot of gun bars and a lot of
battle,
a
like
lot
battle
of
rap raps,
metaphors and shit. Like, he was battle rapping and I was talking, you feel me? So it was like, I don't know, a lot of people was mad that I had a lot of jokes and shit, but it's just like, what else was I supposed to do? I'm not about to try to be, I'm not going to out gangster somebody that's out gangster themselves, you feel me?
The official situation, you feel me? Like the official backstory, because like it was weird that nobody was telling this backstory, and I'm like, damn, this is really an advantage for me, you feel me? I never broke this down to anybody, you feel me? I just let everybody run with, I said some nut shit and this happened, you feel me? And everybody just looked at me sideways for a long time for that shit. And I just let it rock because I knew one day I would have to, like, nigga would have to get in the ring with me. And I would get to tell my side and shit. So,
yeah.
Like, I really appreciate Holla for that shit, man. You feel me? And then, you mean, he broke down on Twitter, you feel me? Like, he ain't never understand my side and shit, like, my point of view. He fucked with me for that.
Man, it felt like you was talking from the soul in that shit, man. That shit was different.
Facts, man.
Damn, man. Well, man, I gotta tell you, man. Thank you, man. I'm glad, because this is, it'd be disappointing when like battles like this, like, don't turn out the way they supposed to, man. This shit turned out the way it was supposed to, man. Y'all gave us a fucking classic, dog.
Because I'm bill collector, bro. Not to toot my own horn or nothing to be cocky, but I'm different, bro. I'm not taking nothing away from nobody else. But it was wild. People saying I was going to get bodied. People telling me, oh, man, you're going against a different nigga. He beat this nigga. He beat that nigga. He did this. He did that. But I'm not none of them niggas, bro. You feel me? Like, it's not a person that can sit down and say, okay, I'm battling Bill next week. I know exactly what he's going to say. Or I know exactly how he's coming.
I'm not going to lie, Bill. I was worried. I was worried for you. I didn't know.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Because.
I didn't show y'all. If y'all been paying attention to the past year, like y'all say, y'all been paying attention to just the last past year.
You was cooking.
That seemed to be the only thing people have been paying attention to is the last past year. If y'all pay attention to that, you will see that I could do anything. I could punch, I could scheme, I could joke, I could get real with you.
But see, Bill, I know you could do all that.
I could do whatever.
I know you could do all that, but the thing is,
I could outperform you.
Yeah,
it's
but
not a lane that I can't carry.
But this wasn't, this was the way you approached it was the proper way. I didn't want to hear you go in there because I know you could rap. I didn't want to hear you go in there and give me a bunch of rappity raps and dope bars. I wanted you to touch on the things that you touched on, and you did it the right way.
Of course.
You
know I know what the people wanted, bro.
Exactly.
I know what the people want. I'm not a sit down and, oh, let me study this dude, and I'm going to rap like this and all that. No, nigga. I'm a, okay, what do the people want me to say to this nigga? What would the people, how would... How do people react if I said this to him?
Like, I think it would have been absolutely...
Nah, they wouldn't want
it. I think it would have been so terrible and corny if you never said nothing to show out the whole battle. I've been seeing people on Twitter, like, man, he said something to show out everyone. That's what the fuck he's supposed to do. Like, I thought it would have been
That's
mad corny if you
do.
Never said nothing to him. It would have been stupid.
That's what I was supposed to do. In my opinion, show out didn't say enough.
You felt like show out should have had a round?
Yeah,
at least 16 bars, right?
Nah, not even a 16, just like a little 4 or something, just something more than one bar and shit. Because if you keep it 100, show out the best part of Hitman Rounds. We taking the sharpest knife, we keeping the G. Like, he the best part. Like, when you tag show out and it makes the crowd go retarded. Yeah, you feel me?
It's wilding.
Hmm? Oh, shit, ass, I'm not watching that shit, bro. Bonnie dressed like a fucking prostitute Power Ranger.
Yo! Hey,
hey. QB was wig and Bonnie was so fucking corny, bro.
Yeah, QB was talking to her, so, yo,
Gravity beat the shit out of Bonnie titties, you hear?
Yo, you stupid. Yo, you sick, Bill.
Fuck that goofy ass bitch.
Hey, hey, Bill. Bill, what'd you think about Cassidy's return? You thought he did all right?
Cassidy did all right, man. Cassidy did way better than everybody acting. Cassidy didn't choke. He didn't come in there stumbling, pulling notebooks out, talking about 30 pages of rhymes. Cassidy didn't come in there sounding like J. Mills.
Yo, I ain't going to hold you. I ain't going to hold you, Bill. Cassidy better than J. Mills right now. He's like, I ain't even going to play that game. Like, where Ness at, matter of fact? Where Ness at, man?
That's over there.
I hear you.
He can hear you.
Hey, tell him to get closer, man, because I've been trying to. Ness is a hard guy to get a hold to, man. I done hit Ness on Instagram. I've been trying to get Ness on the show for a long time, man.
That's my man. You know what I'm saying? My man move around. He wild exclusive, man. Hold up. What up, bro?
Ness, what up, King? It's Drizzy, man.
What up?
Hey, man.
What up, Drizzy?
You versus J Mills, man. What you thought about your performance? I had you winning, man. You know what I'm saying? I kept my money with you.
Yeah.
Easy. Yeah. Easy.
Yeah, well, outside of the obvious with the talking and you know what I mean, the little altercation and the pushing and shoving, I think it was a good battle. Mm-hmm. I think it was a better battle than everybody expected. I think it had a low expectations. I think from the face off and from the actual battle, we put a lot of value into it. And I think it was good on both sides. Mm-hmm. J Mills definitely was better.
Yeah, he was better.
He just didn't beat me. He just didn't beat me. I got him first round and third round.
Now,
and they cut my third round. My third round was short.
They cut you. They cut it.
Well, I cut myself. I'm gonna keep it a stack. I cut myself because I could see it was going to start being, well, it was already a recurring problem throughout the whole battle. But I see it's really starting about to get to a head, so I just cut it off where I cut it off at.
Okay. All right. But going into it, was your writing process a little bit different just because the history and everything, you know what I'm saying?
No, absolutely, because I, you know what I mean, just our history and had a lot more to say. Mm-hmm. So any of these other battle rappers, they always have a lot of ammunition against me because my life is publicized. Mm-hmm. So it really be, I'm at an advantage at that point because they have a long list of shit to talk about me that's publicized. So facts. When they drop like a punchline or a haymaker regarding to something that the public knows about me, it lands most of the time because this is public information. Right. So I'm at a disadvantage when I'm battling a guy that's not more known, you know what I'm saying? That's not really known like that out in the, you know what I'm saying, the mainstream world or whatever, just a popularized climate that just runs battle rap these days. But I would say Mills did do better. He just like with time and with experience and with being on different cards and different leagues, he definitely. I mean, you know, he could stay around.
Yeah, he could probably get it together. Now you just touched on the topic because I was thinking this even with the whole Cassidy situation and then your situation too because you went gold. You know what I'm saying? You was a part of the band. You know what I'm saying? Bad Boy and all that. Do you feel like it's corny after all of the years and people still try to bring up a cheesecake thing like they wouldn't have done it themselves or like just things like, oh, the band fell off and all that when all of them are trying to make it in the music industry? Like,
well, man, we'll see. The thing about these young guys, and I hate putting the young against the old, the young guys think they got a fucking time machine.
And in reality, they don't. So we all fighting time, and time is unbeatable. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm at the point of my career where I think we need to get rid of that. And it just needs to be talent on talent, not old against young, dark skin against light skinned dude, white against black. All that need to come, it need to be bars against bars. Like, So I'm, you know what I mean? But to answer your question, I just thankful that the culture allows me to be around. Mm-hmm. And everybody thinks old is bad. It's not. It's wiser, it's more experience, and sometimes, you know, we get caught up in just the high expectations of everybody and what the platform we've seen them on. So coming from the band and making a transition to the battle rap world, and you know what I mean, sticking around all this time, and because it's fans and battle rap fans that see me out and about, they don't know me from the band. They know me just from battle rap. Mm-hmm. And that be odd. That's an odd experience for me. It's a good feeling, but it's odd. But it just goes you to show you how many generations battle rap then, you know what I'm saying, transitioned over.
Right.
So I'm happy to still be here. And like I casted, I think he did a good job. Mm-hmm. Like I said, I did think he lost, but I think he lost to other factors than just the bars.
Yeah, I don't think it was his writing. I think the main thing I noticed with Cass was he never switched up his speeds or tempos. He rapped the same tempo all three rounds, and I don't think you could do that anymore.
Yeah, his angles was kind of like the same. Yeah. I didn't say he had good. He didn't. Like, I'm not trying to say like he didn't have good material, but for that big of a stage and that big of a hype that you embraced it with and put around it, you had to have a perfect performance, and that's hard on a URL stage.
Yeah, but I feel like somebody like you, because you got the bars, you got the flow, you entertaining. You could easily get on that stage and rock out. You know what I mean? Just because your style. You know what I mean?
Well, I look back on the Jay Mills thing. We watched it. Me and Bill watched like a couple of the battles. Mm-hmm. A lot of my things was rushed. There was a lot of things that was happening behind the scenes that people don't know. As far as the closure car, it was definitely all over a good car.
The man just got off the plane. He was suffering from tiredness.
Yeah, I was jet lagged. I was getting off the plane. I flew in that day. So it was like a first come, first serve. Whoever's in the building first, that's who went on stage. So we actually went before Bonnie and QB, which me and Mills had an interview, and we voiced that with ARP. But, you know, it was just like the energy was like, it went from like one extreme to the next.
Right.
It went from being a fan to watching the battles to having to get right on stage. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you didn't even have time to get your shit together.
Right. So, but I think it was a good battle, me and Mills, and I just think that, you know, Mills is from my graduating class, and, you know, I want guys from my graduating class to do good and be held in high regards and just get the big bags and the big cars and do what they're supposed to do, man.
Yeah.
Now, people got to start respecting the legends, man. People got to start respecting the legends.
Facts.
Because even though we didn't make a whole bunch of money from it when we was doing it, like,
y'all put the groundwork in.
Like the groundwork is there, and I don't want nobody to kiss my ass. I just want niggas to be like pointing out, like, yo, damn, he was there. He helped pioneer. He's still here competing at a high level with the young niggas.
Man, I remember Ness. I remember being a kid watching YouTube, watching you go to New York and battle my son with the bitch made New York niggas. Ooh, I hate y'all. I remember being a kid watching that shit. Like, as a kid, like, that shit was crazy. You really.
And I had a deal back then.
You had
and
a deal.
I had a deal back then.
Facts.
You
all
see
facts.
What I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, the love I put into it, sometimes, I be kind of like, I don't get the same love that I put into it out of it. But, I mean, fans is the fans, and they're the ones, they're the ticket holders, they're the pay per view subscribers, and the bloggers and all that plays a part. So when you don't write your rounds with all of these variables into it, sometimes it might not go your way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's so just different things you got to take into account now.
Right. So that's what I think would happen in the Cassidy and Goods battle. It just was a variety of things working against Cassidy, and he had a lot of things working for him, and a lot of things working against him. And I think just with a lot of, like, you know what I mean, just a couple changes, a couple things, he could be all right, man. It don't hurt to ask for help. And I'm not saying ask right. for help when niggas writing your bars, but just sparring and, you know what I mean, niggas like, you know what I mean, sharing your bars with niggas and niggas, like, I mean, that shit helps, man.
Yeah,
it helps.
Yeah, I recommend that. Anybody that's getting in this, I highly recommend you get around guys that been in this, that been through at the top and also done hit the bottom. You know what I mean? Because they the only ones that could tell you, yo, you need to take that out. That ain't gonna work. Like, you gotta have those people around, man. You can't have a bunch of yes men around telling you every.
Yeah, I think niggas. I think battle rappers don't go outside their media circle. Which is the media circle, the energy is based around you. So they going, sometimes they might say something or behave in a certain way to whatever make the main person that's the cash cow or the, you know what I'm saying, the body of the head, I mean, the head of the body, they going to say, it's like yes men, you know what I mean, right. In certain fashion. So you got to step outside, their comfort zone, go around other battle rappers, because still sharp. So mm-hmm. that's basically what I'm trying to say.
Right.
So you got to get outside your comfort zone around a nigga that's going to say, yeah, that's hot, Cash. That's hot. And niggas like, no, Cash. Ah, come like this. You could do it. Like, I mean, there's so many ways you can go with this shit now. Mm-hmm. And once you embrace it like that, I think you should be good.
Now, Ness, when I first saw you, because I didn't know you from Battle Rap. And it's crazy that you even said that earlier, because I knew you from the Making the Band shit. But cousins and stuff who are a little bit younger, they don't know you from that. They just know you as the dope battle rapper. You know what I'm saying? So, when I saw you...
crazy is that, though?
That's
crazy.
Is that like, I literally...
it's crazy.
You know what I'm saying? Playing Tonight and all that, because I got the band CD. You know what I mean? But they didn't even know that was you on there. You know what I mean? They like, wait, that...
I know, that's crazy.
You know what I'm saying? They have no
idea. Are you serious?
Yeah, they have no idea, bro. They have no idea. I had to tell them, but they younger though. They like 19. You know what I mean? They younger than me. You know what I'm saying? But so they ain't even know.
That's mind blowing. But the seed that I planted back in 2002 when me and Mills did it on TV, mm-hmm. I'm thankful for that. I'm appreciative of all the criticism. Even when niggas calling me old, niggas saying I'm washed, and niggas say I rap over beats, all that. All of that builds my legacy. All that's going to be talked about after I'm gone. And I'm thankful for all the criticism, all the backlash, all the shit from Summer Madness, all the shit I did battling these smaller leagues, gaining a core audience again, and them following me all the way to the big stages and the big cards. All that plays a part. The wins, the losses, the draws. And I don't think battle rappers sit back and appreciate all that shit. Cause all that shit it just helps you. It helps you. It prepares you for shit that's gonna come in the future. Mm-hmm. Now I don't wanna sound too political and too religious because I'm a nigga from the street and I got my own problems and shit like that, but I love battle rapping. Y'all see it, I'm still doing it at this age and at this level and still pushing
all
because
passion.
I just love the culture, period. Right.
Yeah, definitely, man. How does it feel to look at the not just Philly, the whole PA landscape in terms of the battle rap scene now, coming from what y'all was doing in the early 2000s to see, you know what I'm saying, where it is now, how is that?
If you asked me 10 years ago, maybe 10, 12 years ago, would battle rap be a mainstay in, I would say, pop culture and
mm-hmm.
just hip-hop alone, I would tell you hell no. Mm. But that just goes to show you anything can and will happen. And battle rap is here and it's not going anywhere. It's the mainstay. And hip hop is one of the most purest forms.
Right.
And I'm not a hip hop purist all the way down to the nitty gritty and the bone gristle, but I know what I know. And sponsorships and then crossed over continents is in Russia, it's in London, it's in the UK, and niggas holding big cars all over the world. So it's that big. So and to be a part of that, that speaks volumes to me.
Yeah.
And I'm just thankful for the fans that allowed me to stick around so long. Because I don't have to be here.
Right.
I don't have to be here.
Mm-hmm. Now you, even with you being here, man, it's crazy just because all the great rappers and talent, man, from the Reed Dollars, the Young Hots, the Ciceros, all the dope talent that came through Philly. It's like you really, about it on the show, but you really the one that consistently through the, a decade plus, damn near 20 years, been here putting on, Like,
Right.
You know what I mean? So that's crazy, man. Out of all the amazing talent they got in PA, you know what I mean?
Well, like, when you talk to any of the guys, pioneers, man, because we all the forefathers. Any given day, you speak to any of us, we're going to tell you how we started it. For me and Mills battle, you got Mook and Mills. And then from Mook and Mills, you got Lux and Mook. And then from Lux and Mook, you got X Factor, Midwest Miles and Mook. So that kind of created the resurgence of what battle rap is today. And in 2008, it resurged again after the Fight Club shit died down. Mm-hmm. It Grind Time, and then it was Smack.
The Midwest Movement.
First Smack called it. Right. So it's like the Midwest Movement, St. Louis, and Chicago, and Big T, and Big Cannon, and Young Cannon, and Calico, and Ill Will, and JC, and X Factor, and Midwest. So it's just like, to now with Danny and
Geechee Gotti and all these niggas.
Yeah, Geechee Gotti, Daylight.
Then you now Ness, now you even got the South nigga. You got niggas from South Carolina, North Carolina, Georgia, Florida. Like,
yeah, you got Nunu, you got Briz, T Top, Nunu Dun Dun. You got
Swamp,
Pink the Demon. You got all these niggas, man. So it's like it's a bunch of new talent that's been ushered in, and there's another generation right under them, like with the Trezors, and the, you know what I'm saying. So it's like it's like a revolving door. So you gotta stay focused, and you gotta stay sharp, and you gotta stay as hungry as the first day you came in, because there's so much new talent that's coming in day by day. You could easily be, like Jims, for example. He had a crazy year, then he went quiet for whatever reasons, personal or whatever. It's just like, you could be like replaced fast. I'm not saying he got replaced, but you could be on fire and then you can go quiet. Yeah. You could be back. It's just like, it's just that finicky, man. And the fans only gonna respect the hot shit, and they only respect the bars.
Right. Now, with that being said, in terms of just the, you know, I knew this shit changed because now you got dudes who's just being molded to be battle rappers. Like, all y'all was rap, like, you was a rapper, like a musician rapper / battle. You know what I mean? Like, now these dudes is like, I don't want to rap. I don't want to make music. I just want to battle rap. That's it.
Like, niggas is coming straight into the shit. Like, I'm a battle rapper. Like, fuck niggas songs. Like, it's wild to see that, because my era, it was the opposite. Niggas was battle rapping to get in the game to make records.
Right.
So now niggas is battle rapping, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
And that's it. Like, man, once I reach that, like, I'm there.
Yeah.
So it's crazy to see how people, you know what I mean, the goals and accomplishment has changed, and niggas is regarding other shit higher than, you know what I mean, what niggas used to whole as the shit. So like, having a deal and being on tour and performing the same songs all around the world was everything. Now it was being on Smack or King of the Dot or Massacre or Blackout or Gnome or Closure or Resolution. Like, that's the shit to niggas.
That's the shit.
Niggas is fan bases, and they got battle rap clips. You got Cave Gang, Cave Dot, AOG. You got Team Homie, The Goonies. Like, you got niggas switching sides. And
what y'all think about, be real, man? Hold on, man. What y'all niggas really think about this team, the team shit, man? I don't.
Huh?
What y'all think about the team thing in battle rap? Like,
that's cool. You talking about, like, as far as the jumping in and shit, like, on niggas' rounds?
Nah, like, all right, like, I think, all right, back in the day, it would have been mad weird. Okay, Ness, you from Philly. If you was like, I'm Dot Mob now. Like, that would have been the weirdest shit ever to me.
Like, see, well, niggas gotta understand. For me, niggas like Ness rapping to a beat. But see, niggas don't understand. I come from Philly, where a battle rap can turn into a fucking homicide quickly, fast,
So I live, I come from the era where this battle might end up in niggas dying and going to jail. Like, right. Real shit. Like, niggas had the whole hoods on their back. Mm. Niggas with straps. So you had to spit some shit and you had to captivate, you had to keep the crowd captivated. Right. And we were spitting bars. Yeah, like, we had spitting bars that we just had. There wasn't no prep. So when you bring the prep in, the 3 month prep or the 1 or 2 month, 30 day prepping. Yeah, like, so when you come from that era, and wouldn't mean that much, life and death, possibly, to where now niggas is touching niggas and niggas is, you know what I mean?
Niggas' pockets, all types
of niggas and all that, tapping niggas' ears, all that shit, man. That shit turning the bodies and court cases and jail time and niggas away from their families over some rap shit, but niggas, that's all niggas got. Mm. All niggas
now
got,
it's
yeah.
To a point now where all that shit is acceptable. That shit not even leading.
So all the teams is cool, but when, you know what I mean, you know, niggas got to know how to lead. Yeah.
But what it, but gotta, you know, be what? Barriers. Because it did change so much. Like, what is the line though? Because it's like, you got niggas tapping niggas. Ness, you got to understand, bro.
Well,
we done seen niggas pockets get tapped. But even beyond that, I don't watch niggas get cigarettes thrown at them. I don't watch niggas get they weed, like, knocked out they pot. All types of shit. Like, what's the line in this shit now?
It depends on how cool you is with the nigga you battling, man. If this real life, if this real life, like, animosity between y'all, like, you see, me and Hitman kept it respectable, dog. I was shocked that Hitman Squad kept it as respectable as me, because he had 30-plus niggas in there. Them niggas wasn't heckling me, got mobbing, none of that shit, bro. They was actually, like, real respectable, and that shit was honorable. Like, Hitman wasn't talking through my rounds, none of that shit. So it's like, it's all about the level of coolness you got with it, nigga, you feel me?
Right.
So it's like, me and Shook is cool enough that all that pocket tapping and shit that was going on didn't lead to nothing between us. We was ready to fuck other people up in the building. Mm. You know what I mean? It was other people that was really like, yeah, me and him kind of had like the same ops at the time. So it's like, we were really about to fuck somebody else up, you feel me? And yeah, that a lot of people ain't understand that. People like, oh, he did this, he did that, why you ain't do nothing? Nigga, it wasn't nothing to do. We was cool. Like, we all left at the same time. We went and, you know what I'm saying, went and vibed out, smoked it up, everything. Some Dutchies in the air, you feel me? But at the same time, we was both ready to fuck up the same people.
Right.
His team was ready to fuck up the same people. My team was ready to fuck up. So it was, that's why that battle was so awkward. So it's like about the level of respect and coolness you got with a nigga. If I'm cool enough with you that, yo, you might do some goofy shit during the battle, grab me or knock something down or pull a prop out or some shit, and we thorough to where I know, like, you just mean entertainment, cool. But right. If it's real animosity and all that shit not even on the table. Don't touch me, none of that shit. And you see, like me and Hitman battle, that was real shit on the table. Ain't nobody touch nobody, none of that shit, bro. Niggas just bumping each other, none of that shit. Even when Show Out ran up, he didn't even touch me, cuz. You feel me? He ain't bump me. It was all respect.
Yeah.
Because it's like,
we men at the end of the day,
enough.
Man. It ain't got to be all that.
Man, at the end of the day, and this shit, we both know that this shit could lead to something more. So why test the water and fuck that money up? So
right.
When you see a lot of that shit going on, man, right. With niggas violating niggas' face and all that extra shit going on, niggas touching niggas and, man, niggas be cool at the end of the day, bro. Unless you see a nigga say, like, yo, don't touch me and all that. Like, you see with E. Ness and J. Mills, when Mills kept, like, touching Ness, and Ness was like, yo, don't touch me. Like, he got a little aggressive, and Mills respected it, even though he still was getting goofy with his personal space. He respected that not touching shit, and you know what I mean?
Yeah, because that shit could go left fast, man. That
and then Ness turned around and mushed the nigga whole head. That's
Hey Bill, so I take it you just,
yo,
I know you done got ass, but you're not fucking with that Rosenberg shit. You just not, it's not. Y'all never going battle and shit.
You know, I decided not to shed light on it because it's a cry for help in the clout chase. You understand what I'm saying? Like, I spoke with ARP about it. He asked me to, you know, just diffuse the situation or whatever, just calm, like whatever, just let it rock out. Because he and I both know that I didn't prevent Rosenberg from getting on any cards, anything of that nature. He asked me, was I cool with Rosenberg Raw?
Mm-hmm.
Now, mind you, I took that as about him asking that I want to battle Rosenberg, because he was trying to set something else up in the midst of me and Hitman.
Okay.
And I thought he was asking what I battled Rosenberg, which he's asked me several times in the past. And I said, no, because I don't want to battle him. I don't want to do anything for him. I'm not doing anything for him. And I decided not to shed light on it. I see he did about six, seven interviews about
me.
Yeah,
he's been talking about you nonstop. Yeah.
But
he went on a press run.
Because he wants somebody to pay attention to him. He wants somebody to send him a deposit that he's not going to show up to your event for. He just did like 10 no-shows. And he's angry because he couldn't make up one of the no-shows he did, because all of a sudden he needs the money. And he can't make up the no-show he did on the card that I'm on, which seems to be the biggest card of the year. Now, why would you just all of a sudden, out of nowhere, we haven't heard from Rosenberg Raw in a long time. Bill Collector was down and out. Nobody was hearing about Rosenberg Raw saying Bill Collector this, Bill Collector that then. You understand what I'm saying? So All of a sudden, now that Bill Collector's in good graces, nobody's saying anything negative about him for at least 2 years. He's been doing nothing but good. He's cleaned up every type of possible beast possible.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? Like any
so type facts of right here.
Possible, cleaned up, image completely clean. And now all of a sudden, this guy has something negative to say about Bill. Bill's doing such a malicious act in the midst of all this positivity and negativity that I'm dealing with. I'm dealing with wild negativity on top of that, and just dishing out complete positive because I want that energy in return.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, Bill's calling Super Bowl shots, telling ARP what battles he can and can't book, because I'm cutting a check, I guess, for the battles. No. What? No.
Yeah. And in a way, I don't know. I only listened to one of the interviews. He made it try
made
to seem
sense
like
a little bit like, oh, if I said, no, I don't want him on there, I'm not battling Hitman. But why the fuck would, who the fuck is saying that? Who's that bold? I ain't going to battle Hitman. Like, what, nigga?
Right.
Nigga, you're not playing with. Why are you going, dog? Like, you got to really sit back and think about shit. Because at the same breath that he's going at me with, he's going at the Goonies with, too. He's telling Twerk stuff about his grandmom and his kids and all that. And, you know what I mean? And, you know, Twerk's going to return that same energy because he's young. You feel me? He's young. He doesn't give, he's not sitting back thinking about nothing. He's like on go mode. Twerk is a young nigga that really be on go. Like, I fucks with Twerk, you feel me? He's not sitting around just listening to a nigga say some shit. He's going to say something back. He's going to talk heavy with you. He's going to pull up on you, all that shit. So it's like, he's doing all this shit for clout, views, attention. Mm-hmm. You feel me? He's like, somebody pay attention to Rosenberg Raw. It's a lot going on. Everybody's paying attention to niggas from my class. Nobody's paying attention to me.
Right, right.
And nobody's seeing that. So that's why I didn't say anything on that. I didn't shed any light on that. I just focused on my battle. Everybody from my town told me to just focus on the battle because he's like trying to get the town against me. But you're not even from the town, bro. You didn't grow up with us. You didn't hang with us. You were never in nothing. Nobody has any memories of you in Narstown, bro. So I just let it rock. And you feel me? Like, I just let him do what he did. He did like 9 interviews. I let it go. I stayed focused. I dropped a few bars about him in the battle. You know what I'm saying? I told ARP how much you owe him for the battle. I paid him the money. I meant that. I'm pretty sure it's only a few hundred. yeah, it's nothing I can't take care of. So it's just like, that's why I just let it go, man. Like,
yeah.
Because when I was down and out and people was counting me out and I was on the extra grind mode, he wasn't even saying my name, worried about me, nothing. Now that you see me with light on me, I'm about to battle Hitman. I got a lot going on for myself. I'm doing good. I don't have any problems with anybody. Everybody's showing me love. Now Bill Collector is such a terrible person. He's blocking battles. He's calling shots. He's Don Juan fucking Perignon.
Yeah. When you look at the timing of it, yeah, that, I definitely see where you're coming from on that shit.
You said what, homie?
I said, when you look at the timing of it, I definitely see where you're coming from on all that. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, why now? why now all of a sudden? You know what I mean?
Yeah, bro. So it's like, at first I reacted. I did an interview with Dree Letterman. I said a little too much. I was too angry. I reacted completely off anger because I woke up out of my sleep and seen that. I'm not the morning person. I'm not the guy fresh out the sleep to wake me up with some shit. And I woke up to people calling me about it. And I'm like, why are y'all calling me about Frozen Turd Fraud? Like, it's the wrong time. And they're like, no, he just did an interview with Angry Fan. I'm like, two people who hate me. Mm. Did an interview about me while I'm in the highlight of my career, doing good, like showing love. I don't do nothing but show love to everybody, bro.
That's a fact. That's a fact.
I squash shit with Angry Fan. I squash shit with Angry Fan and try to show love. What pants, yo? You don't be giving my shit back, man. Mm. What gray ones? The Nike Jones. Oh, you talking about my son? I'm wearing them. I got them on right now.
They don't give up. They don't give up the Nike joints, man. Niggas never return those.
Cat hair everywhere. Wildin', man. You said what?
I said don't let a nigga borrow the Nike sweats. Niggas never return those.
Nah, the Nike sweats got fucked up, man. I had to put that foam seal in my windows and shit for the summertime. You got to put the shit in the windows for the summertime. You put the AC in and shit. So I did that, and that shit got on the back of my pants, man. It was a rap for my round. It was a round rap when the rap round. It was a rap for the ground. Like, it was a rap round.
That's stupid. Well, look, Bill,
yeah,
man.
How you going to get around that?
Bill, I...
shout out to Cannon the Beast. Yo, shout out to Cannon the Beast, man.
Oh, man.
That was the most intricate tongue-twisting ass set up ever in the world, yo. I really understood what he was saying. Niggas was confused. And then he broke it down. They made it funnier. Like, it's the rap for you round. And the rap for you round.
Yeah, you stupid, man. You stupid, man.
Retarded, man. Oh, my God. I told my nigga, I said, next time me and my wife get in an argument, I'm not even arguing, yo. I'm just going to be like, it's the rap for you round. And the rap for you round.
Hey, nigga, you gonna be sleeping on the couch for 2 weeks, man. Quit playing, nigga.
Oh, shit, nigga. I'm gonna be calling you right back on this number, nigga. Like, yo, it's a wrap for my round.
Yo, you stupid, man.
Oh, shit. How the fuck am I gonna get around that?
You stupid, man. Hey, Bill, man. I appreciate your time, bro. You and Ness, man. I'm definitely gonna stay tuned in with y'all, man. Appreciate you for the classic battle, man. Appreciate both of y'all performances, man. Real talk.
You already know, man. That's what we do, man. It's our jobs. Mm-hmm. Just doing our job.
No, definitely. Hey, Ness, I'm going to lock in with you, man. Appreciate you.
Absolutely, bro.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right, y'all brothers be easy, man. Be safe out there.
You are. All right. You already, homie.